This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Well, we'd like to welcome everyone here to the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman and Jeremy Plyman. Our first game will tip in about 25 minutes or so between Anna and Waynesville. It's game one, tip-off set for 1:30. We've got two more games to follow for you here on scoresbroadcast.com today. Contest number 3 and 4 in this MLK Classic will be covered by scoresbroadcast.com. The Minster-Troy game is number 3, and the fourth game of 5 later on this afternoon will feature Fort Loramie, the host school, and Cincinnati Country Day. I will turn things over to Brandon and Jeremy, and one of the topics of discussion will be the 35-second shot clock that is present here today at one of three sites around the state where this is being experimented. How will it affect the game? Brandon, Jeremy, take it away. Thanks for joining us today here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, thanks, Jack. And, yeah, the 35-second shot clock, when we take a look at it here, you might be used to it if you've been at the Flying of the Hoop, which multiple Shelby County League teams have been before and have experimented with that 35-second shot clock. But, Jeremy, you said something interesting before the game. There's no 5-second count in a 35-second shot clock.
So when you have the 35-second shot clock, that overrules any 5-second call that you're going to have. So we're not going to see that here today. You still have the 10-second backcourt call, but you don't have the 5 second call out front there. So I think that will be interesting to see how that changes the game. And it, you know, how does that work at the end of the ball game there, where if you've got a point guard who can handle the ball out front, you don't necessarily have to take it out of his hands now. You can kind of leave it in his hands for a little bit longer. So it'll be interesting how that falls into play here today.
Yeah, and again, a lot of it, it's just non-conference basketball. You know, it's not any league implications too. So that's the thing. It's kind of this showcase to see, you know, to tell everyone, hey, this is what we got. And of course, we're going to see a lot of area teams today. But you also said another interesting thing, that the average high school possession is 21 seconds.
Average high school possession, 21 seconds. We're on a 35-second shot clock. So it'll be interesting. Does it really play much of an effect? You know, and I guess at the end of the day, how quickly can you get your playmakers the basketball and get them in spot to play, to make a play and get to the rim or do whatever they want?
And I wonder too, you know, does it affect the kids mentally? Maybe they don't know statistics like that with the 21 second average possession. We know here in Shelby County, we're used to playing defense, playing games in the low 40s, the high 30s, things like that as well. So I feel like for the local Shelby County teams, it's definitely going to be interesting, and I think it'll kind of be something in the back of their head.
And as a point of clarity, should a shot go up and be missed and the offensive team get the rebound and retain the basketball, the 35 second clock restarts
now. I'm pretty sure it goes back to 35. I haven't read the complete rules on this, but in college it only goes back to 20.
That's right.
So I think it goes back in high school. I think it's going back to 35, which now you're talking some extended possessions.
And again, we're seeing this more and more common. I remember having a conversation with Craig Fissinger, Dave Ross a couple weeks ago about this 35-second shot clock at the MLK event here. And Dave Ross said something really interesting. He said, you got to have someone that's paying attention at all times, too, because this is a real strong possibility that this is going to be added into Ohio high school basketball in the next couple years. We're seeing more and more states starting to add this eventually. We just kind of haven't had the fortune of getting picked for this yet and having our athletic association pick for this. But you also got to have someone that pays attention, that knows what's going on. Just like in football, when you have a football clock, you can't be eating your popcorn. You got to be watching for every shot and be glued to the game virtually.
I think we're going to see it in 2 years. I think it's coming in 2 years. There's too much talk about it. We're one of only 8 states in the nation that does not have a shot clock in high school basketball. And I got a feeling that is going to be a paid official's position. Because like you said, there's too many decisions that are being made. Did the ball hit the rim? Did it change possessions? You know, that person there, like you said, Brandon, it's not like running the clock. Oh, the ball went out of bounds. The hand went up. No, now you're having to make some decisions at that clock. And I'm not sure you want, no offense, local Joe Smo sitting there, you know, eating his popcorn. Oh, hey, no, I'm getting a front row view. No, you're actively involved.
Yeah, I've kept clock for a few years at junior high basketball games. I knew how intense that could be at a couple times. So let alone a shot clock, which takes even more attention to detail, guys.
Yes.
It will be an expense, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, because you look around, how many schools here, does Rushi have the shot clock on their new ones?
They do.
You know, I'm not sure Bakken's doesn't. I don't think we have them yet, so, you know, we're not looking at a $50 expense there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that's going to be some expense on not only the equipment, and like I said, I got to feel that's going to be a paid position right there.
Yeah, exactly, and it's just that paying attention part. Again, we see it with football clock issues all the time. Dave Ross talked about it at length the other week when we were doing the Rushi-Larmy game over at Rushi about how you got to have someone that's paying attention. You can't have someone who's just eating popcorn and not paying attention at all.
Well, and if you're the referees on the floor, you want somebody that understands what's going on there, because if not, they're going to be stopping the game all the time. Reset the shot clock, reset the game clock. It just gets a little bit, it'll be interesting.
I think it makes execution on offense of paramount importance, because a good offensive team may be very willing at 28, 29 seconds to really kick into high gear whatever set it wants to run, a set it's worked on all week long for those last 6 or 7 seconds of a crucial possession. So ball handling skills, the importance of execution, I think it will enhance the game all the way around.
I think it's a good thing. I think I don't mind it at all. I think you're going to see some things, like you said, and Brandon and I were talking a little bit, and we were talking off air there too, Jack, you were there. Like, you have to be able to run an offense fluidly. A ball gets tipped out, now all of a sudden you got to reset your offense. There went 5 or 6 seconds, and in high school basketball, 5 and 6 seconds can be a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen so many teams, like I always think of the Scott Elkert, Jackson Center teams, who are able just to run offense, you know, and execute. It might take 45, 50 seconds, you know. How would they fare, you know, in this era of a shot clock? Maybe something like that. So that's what you're going to see less of in kind of this era eventually, especially if it gets added here in the next couple years, like people could be expecting. I know I'm expecting it to coming. You're feeling it's going to be coming in 2 years. I think it's paramount, especially when the more states are adding it, it just adds more pressure on the OHSAA to do it.
Well, when the OHSAA is running those summer events up there now, they've got those during their showcase team or where their live period for this recruiting and stuff, and they've now got the shot clock there. That's probably a pretty good indication that if they're okay with it there, they're looking to bring it to the regular season.
And it's your way of kind of doing it, like you see Major League Baseball always experiment stuff. They throw it in the minor leagues for years, and the minor leagues continues to mess with it and everything, and then eventually it gets added to Major League Baseball. So again, interesting to see, and it'll bring a real twist in the event today. And sometimes I'm sure a couple of us will forget, oh yeah, shot clock went off.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll see a time or two where it happens for the kids too.
Yes, I think so too.
I am Jack Kramer, along with Brandon Coverman, Jeremy Plyman. These are the other two voices you are hearing for Game 1 today. We're talking about the introduction of the 35-second shot clock. It's being experimented with here today at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic, one of three sites around the state that is giving this a good once-over. And you can't help but miss 3-5, 35. It's bright and clear right above each backboard, not directly centered, but to right of center above the glass at each end of the floor. And we'll be following it today, see how it works. Having seen Anna play this year, Brandon, Jeremy, I don't think the Rockets are going to need it. They're putting shots up in 20 seconds or maybe even sooner. Platfoot's a real good shooter. Ziegenbusch coming on strong at guard. Winning had a dynamite game in the win over Rushi on Friday night with 18 points. Now, Anna was scoring there for about six games in a row, 36, 37 points a game. And I don't think they were hanging onto the ball for 36 or 37 seconds. The Rockets just were not executing offensively. They are now. I don't think we'll see it come into play in this first game. Who knows? Maybe late in the period it might happen, but it's going to be fun to follow the development of the 35-second shot clock throughout the state. And here today, for that matter, it's going to be interesting.
You know what Anna looks like? A team that made a long football playoff run.
Yeah.
That's what they look like early.
Exactly. You know? And I talk with people all the time when I used to do games for NKTOCO and stuff, and you talk about Marion. I remember one guy I used to work with always say, you know, Marion will get their basketball legs under them in January, and sure enough, Kurt Guttemiller does that year after year with those guys. But Anna's starting to get their basketball legs under them. They've been kind of one of the teams that was projected towards the top of the Shelby County League, and it's kind of started coming on these last couple games with more of the offensive explosion, nice couple wins over Fairlawn and Rushi, scoring in 59 points on Friday and scoring 63 back on Tuesday against Fairlawn. So they're really starting to kind of get it together, and they're not out of the running of the Shelby County Athletic League. I mean, a 4-2 record, you know, it's pretty tough to come back from with Bakken's undefeated at the top, but hey, they still got an outside shot.
Well, Ziegenbusch, the quarterback on the basketball floor, was the quarterback on the gridiron for Coach Marino's Anna Rockets, and that's a big adjustment, quarterbacking the football team, quarterbacking the basketball team, and now Ziegenbusch is scoring in addition to running the show, and he's facilitating, and the Rockets have looked much better last couple games.
Early in the season, it was Ryland Platfoot kind of out there trying to hold his own.
Yep.
And pretty much on his own at times, and as these guys have kind of gotten out of their football legs, Brandon, you brought it up, Marion Local, it took them usually till January with Kurt Guttemiller. Well, who had the shorter football run this year?
Yeah.
The Marion Local Flyers. And who came out of the gate hot? the Marion local Flyers. They ran into a buzz hole Friday, but they came out and played some real good basketball. We've seen them a couple times this year.
Yeah, and again, you know, Anna's up a couple divisions than most of the other Shelby County League teams, but again, if they can score a big win against Waynesville today, I think that would be really eye-popping. And again, this is kind of the point of the season. I always feel like it's mid-January MLK time period where we kind of go into that second half, really, of the regular season where you see teams kind of hit their mid-season lulls, because this is a long season, and you're going to find times where you're hitting your peaks and sometimes where you're really hitting your valleys. I feel like you tend to see a lot more valleys than peaks at this time of the year. You want to be peaking in about 3 to 4 weeks.
Exactly. And if you're talking to Maine, if you're looking for a long-term deal, we're 4 weeks away now from the tournament draw. You know, so like you're saying, Brandon, now's the time. Can you start making the come the other direction, you know, and head up that hill where you're starting to put things together? And the Anna Rockets, as of right now, look like a team that's trying to get that going that direction.
And the Rockets are on the floor. So are the Waynesville Spartans. Anna to our left, Waynesville to our right. They're warming up in their half courts, and we're 20 minutes away from the opening tip. It's Anna Waynesville, first game of five here today at the Fort Loramie annual MLK Classic. We are covering games number 1, 3, and 4. Third game will pit Minster against Troy. Game 4 of 5 here today has the host school, Fort Loramie, against Cincinnati Country Day. The evening concludes with Versailles Kenton Ridge. We will not be covering game 2, which involves Troy Christian and Old Fort. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie. Again, tip off about 18 minutes down the road. Anna Rockets, Waynesville Spartans, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman and Jeremy Plyman. It's the MLK Classic. We're about 10 or 12 minutes away. Opening tip of Game 1 featuring Anna and Waynesville. That's the opener of five contests here today. We're covering Games 1, 3, and 4 for you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, there are key building components for sure. Anna offensively has in the last few games become a three-headed monster. Brady Winning, Rylan Platfoot, and Logan Ziegenbusch, and they need to continue to provide production for Anna offensively. We'll see how that fares against Waynesville, which has six players averaging 6 points or better. It's a balanced Waynesville team. These are key building components for today's contest that open the doors to success for Anna and Waynesville. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze and Rushi will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken, Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available in lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. So many thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, located in downtown Sydney at 133 South Ohio, providing many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services provided by Shelby County Veterans Services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, our on-site food pantry, and emergency financial relief, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com is Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins. A healthy home and garden start with the right care. And at Provico in Botkins, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. From a locally family-owned and trusted source, Provico in Botkins. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space that you are proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team, always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico, your source for home and garden success. Stop in today for everything you need for a healthier home and garden. Brandon, Anna Rockets, Waynesville Spartans. Don't know if these two clubs have ever met on the hardwood before. If so, not more than once or twice. That's what's unique about the MLK Classic. It brings together good local teams with fine clubs from outside the area, often schools which have never played each other on the hardwood. And this should be a fascinating match. Interesting game today. Even clubs. And now you got the 35-second clock to watch as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, just brings so much uniqueness to the game of basketball, which, again, is our bread and butter here in the Shelby County Athletic League and in the MAC. Shelby County Athletic League being our bread and butter here with basketball. But, again, it's a chance for us to showcase our area, the greatness that we've had, and, you know, the amount of successful teams we've had in this area, especially over the last probably 10 years, the amount of success that the Shelby County League and the MAC has had. And we get to show other, you know, leagues, other counties, what we're about here today. And hopefully the 35-second shot clock can even help us prove that more, that we're a really good league.
You know, it's kind of a fun setup they have here that, for everybody who's not here, the JV play of these two teams play an hour and a half earlier. They're playing in the other gym over there, the old high school gym. Now the varsity comes over here. So that's the continuation all day. So it's not like these JV teams have to go find another game to make up. That's what's great about this classic that they put on here now, I believe, for a few years. It's a lot of fun. It's a great basketball environment, you know, and it's a lot of local small teams. And it's a really a showcase that they put on here. They do a great job putting it on.
Yeah, and again, it's a great hospitality, a great place to have it, especially when you get this place full. We know we see games that get full. They try to put about the best games that they project maybe in midday. You know, I've come here for the last couple years. I've seen this gym full, and it's the best. It's a great place to watch a game, especially when this place is completely full. Of course, we have a great view right at center court. I mean, we get treated great by athletic director Mitch Westerheide, who's got to run this and also coach a basketball game at the same time. So a lot to do here, but we've had, of course, a couple of Shelby County teams, Anna, Fort Laramie. Bruce is not here this year, but they've been here in the past couple years, so it's been exciting. We'll get to see Minster again later on. Minster's been here ever since this has started as well, so a chance for us to show off for sure.
And Mitch Westerheide's mom, once again this year, is cooking the biggest batch of Sloppy Joe barbecue you've ever seen. She started on it weeks ago. They put the finishing touches on it in the last 24 hours, and it's being served up for media, coaches, referees. We are calling ourselves dignitaries here today at Press Row, and I'm anxious to give that Westerheide Sloppy Joe barbecue a good try once again. One sandwich won't get it done. It's probably going to take two or three.
And you have to think about it, too, here. We get, you know, one ticket gets you in all day. 50% of the proceeds, if you buy the presale, goes to the school as well. So, you know, credit to the Fort Laramie Athletic Department and what they do, you know, to kind of help raise funds for other schools as well. You know, it's a great chance if you buy a presale. I think if you come at the gate, it's $15. You can stay all day and watch games, and you don't have to drive down to Kettering to fly into the hoop to watch that. You know, you're not going to see maybe, you know, Tom Izzo walk in and see really any of these guys play, but we've seen great players over the years. I know St. Mary's had some really good teams a couple years ago with Austin Parks when he was playing for St. Mary's that played here, and some really good talent that we see at the local level. I've already seen coaches coming in here to scout. I just see Josh Sagister of Tri-Village walk in. You know, he's going to keep his eye on the Anna Rockets as they knocked them off in the tournament last year, but, you know, it makes it that much more fun just to come even and watch basketball. Kids have no school tomorrow. That's even better.
Well, and it's great, like you said, Brandon, $15 gets you in here and you get to see five or six games today. You go down to the Flying to the Hoops and you're dropping $80, $90 to get in there, and you're seeing guys that a lot of times aren't even from around here. You know, this is great local basketball. Old Fort's all the way up there by Tiffin and stuff like that, so they're driving a little way, but they're good programs that have come down and look forward to coming down here on a Sunday afternoon.
We've got starting lineups upcoming for you in just a few minutes. Anna Waynesville, game one of this year's edition of the MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1800. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman and Jeremy Plyman. Brandon, let's take a look at starting lineups for today's game. Anna, the home team, on the scoreboard, the opponent in game one of the MLK Classic for Anna, the Waynesville Spartans.
Yeah, Jack, the Spartans sitting at 9-2 on the season. Let's take a look at those starting lineups. First for Waynesville, the road team on the scoreboard in their black uniforms turned out in orange. Their starting lineup will go like this. Number 0, 6'1 sophomore Tice Rutledge. Number 2, a 5'7 senior Lucas Rocha. Number 3, a 5'9 senior Andrew Stuck. Number 10, a 6-foot junior Ross Barrett. And rounding out the lineup, their lead scorer, a 5'8 senior Zevin Ciesler. The head coach of the Waynesville Spartans is Brandon Philpott. Now for the Anna Rockets, the home team on the scoreboard. Their starting lineup will go like this. Number 2, a 5'11 sophomore, Logan Ziegenbusch. Number 14, a 6'1 senior, Blake Bixler. Number 20, a 5'11 junior, Rylan Flatfoot. Number 30, a 6'4 senior, A.J. Barhorse. And rounding out the lineup, number 32, a 6'4 senior, Brady Wedding. The head coach of the Anna Rockets is Nate Barhorse. And again, it should be a great matchup and a great chance for our area to really show off today. And if Anna can strike a win here today, I think it's going to raise some eyebrows and definitely say they're back and on everyone's radar.
You know, they're coming off that long football run. We talked about that earlier. This would be a trend for them as they've got a two-game winning streak, beating Fairlawn and Rushi in back-to-back games. And I'm sure Nate Barhorse would love to put this one on top, too.
We've got the opening tip in just a few minutes. Anna Waynesville here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325, the Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYS meats.com.
It is Jack Kramer along with Jeremy Plyman and Brandon Coverman, who's ready for the opening tip. Anna Waynesville, Brandon, take it away.
It's going to be a great one here today. Again, the 35-second shot clock is coming into effect today. Again, if you did not join us in our pregame show, a 35-second shot clock will be in effect anytime that ball does hit the rim and the offensive team does rebound. That does reset back out to 35 seconds. So something interesting to see. We might have to say shot clock violation. In my 8 years of announcing, I don't think I've ever had to call a shot clock violation.
Could be an interesting one. I'm waiting to hear how it sounds coming out of your mouth if we're going to have it there today, Brandon. You know, another thing is we talk about the difference. I don't think Waynesville, by looking at their scores, is going to have a problem with a shot clock.
No.
They're in the 60s, the 70s, and they've gotten to the 80s the last game. You know, the Anna Rockets, on the other hand, coming from the Shelby County Athletic League, they're going to want to D it up, and they're going to see if we can get you to get a shot clock violation.
As announcers, we need to apprise our listeners not only a minute 43 left to go in the first quarter, but the shot clock's down to 7, 6.
Yeah, exactly. As we get going here, Rutledge and number 24, Carter Lenning, will do the tip, and the tip is controlled by the Anna Rockets in their home whites outlined in green. Anna going from right to left as we're looking. Waynesville from left to right. Rockets trying to work it around. It's Brady Wenning out top. Gives it out to Logan Ziegenbusch. Back on the left side. It's back over to Carter Wenning. Wenning looks to drive. Gives it out top. It's over to Platfoot. Platfoot's jumper is good from the left elbow, and Anna gets on the board first here at the MLK Classic. Rockets here on defense now. Here comes Waynesville quickly driving. It's Rocha. His shot's off the iron. No good. Waynesville gets the rebound, and the shot clock resets.
It's going to reset to 35 seconds, Brandon.
2-0 Anna here early, and each team gets a bucket on their first possession. It's number 10, Ross Barrett, with the bucket as we're knotted up at 2 with 7:09 to go here in the first quarter. On the left side, Waynesville deflects it. They get a steal. They're up ahead quickly. It's up over to Tyce Rutledge, who takes it to the basket and gets a transition bucket for the Spartans of Waynesville. 4-2 here. Here's a little run and jump in backcourt from the Spartans. Anna picks up their dribble near half court. It goes to the senior Barhorst. Over to the right side to Ziegenbusch. Ziegenbusch looks to drive middle, spins in the lane through the contact. His shot's well off the mark, and the Spartans pull down the rebound. Spartans are off and running quickly. 4-2 lead here with 6:31 to go here in the first quarter. It executed with layups has Waynesville on their first two possessions. Foul line jumper here from Rocha, and that gets a nice roll here in for Waynesville. Three possessions, three buckets for the Spartans.
The senior averaging over 12 points a game. He likes to get in the middle of the lane there, Brandon.
Anna trying to work it on the inside. Their shot's no good. Rebound on the weak side by Barhorst. His layup's no good. And the rebound goes down to Waynesville. Here comes the Spartans up ahead quickly. They work it to the left side. Trying to get on the inside there. It is Ciesler, and Ciesler scores there. Four possessions, four buckets for Waynesville. And Coach Nate Barhorst wants a timeout. 5:51 to go here in the first. Waynesville 8, Anna 2 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on the website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, and Anna turns it over. Their shot is blocked, but a late foul going to come in on the Anna Rockets against Carter Wenning and Jeremy Waynesville up ahead quickly. They are working fast and getting some easy layups and foul line Jays.
Yeah, you're exactly right there, Brandon. They're able to get in the lane. That's three turnovers now on the Anna Rockets to start the game off. And they've gotten some good looks, Anna has, at the basket. Just can't finish them. On the other end, Waynesville has been able to do whatever they kind of want offensively.
Number 10, Ross Barrett at the line. Cans the first free throw. He shoots 66.7% from the line as he cans the second one as well. Waynesville on a 10-0 run with 5:27 to go here in the first quarter. Anna scored on their opening possession. It's been all Waynesville ever since. Come the Spartans with the run and jump. Anna brings up in the forecourt. It's Ryland Platfoot. He looks to drive. Gives it up over to Logan Ziegenbusch. Ziegenbusch on the left wing goes to the senior bar horse in the corner. Anna looking all out to sort here on the perimeter.
They got a chance to get it inside, and they've got it there a couple times. They got a height advantage here on Waynesville.
Platfoot out on the top of the key. 4:55 to go here in the first. Anna looking to break this 10-0 Waynesville run. And the shot clock goes into effect for the first time as we have our first shot clock violation of the afternoon. It comes at the 4:48 mark of the first period. And there it is. It would have mattered anyway. He didn't get it off in time.
You're exactly right, Brandon. And you're right. I think what the kids are going to have to learn is a good-looking shot is a shot you're going to need to take in the 35-second shot clock.
And again, you think in that other, you know, the no shot clock era, as we have a bucket there by Tice Rutledge, is the fact that, you know, you look to get the best shot, a zero look maybe, as some people call it. And you might not get that in a shot clock, and there's a big response by Anna. It's a three-pointer from Carter Wenning. Anna snaps 12 straight points from Waynesville. As the Spartans out of the Southwestern Buckeye League, who has won six in a row, are looking very good to start. Anna gets a turnover, though. And the Rockets up ahead quickly. Ziegenbusch feeds Barhorst, and the ball is tipped away from Anna, and it'll be Rockets' ball here under their own basket.
Waynesville's not going to struggle with getting a shot clock call, I don't think. Man, they get it up in a hurry.
Ball up ahead quickly. It's Logan Ziegenbusch. They get it over to Ryland Platfoot on the down screen. Shot's no good. It's tipped around. It goes down to Ziegenbusch. That ball is tipped away. Here comes Waynesville. Mad struggle for it. Barrett gets it. Barrett gets out ahead to Rocha. Rocha averaging a double, 12 points a game in double figures. As the shot's off the mark, it goes down to Barhorst. Come the Rockets. Platfoot thought about a shot. Barhorst gets the screen here. Goes down to Platfoot on the right wing. 3:27 to go here in the first. It's 12-5. Anna make it 12-7. Shot right there good from Ryland Platfoot.
Platfoot able to get to the rim a little bit, make his way in there in that mid-range jumper, and got it over the top of Waynesville defender.
12-7 here with 3:09 to go. Here comes Rocha in the lane, and he scores. Waynesville back to doubling up the Rockets, 14-7 in this high-scoring first quarter. Here come the Rockets up ahead quickly. Platfoot shot fakes, goes to the right side, over to Carter Wenning. Wenning gets it out on the left side, gives it over to Brady Wenning. His shot's off the mark, no good, and Rocha pulls down the board. Baseball pass up ahead, and the Spartans reverse course here out on the perimeter. They work on the inside to the basket, and they score right there. That's Tice Rutledge with the bucket. Nate Barhorst takes his second timeout. It's a full timeout, 2:34 to go here in the opening period. Waynesville 16, Anna 7, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular
trailer detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
And back here on scorespodcast.com, it's 16-7. Out of the timeout here for Anna, and not ideal with what they wanted out of the timeout. They turned the ball over, but the shot is missed by Waynesville. And Jeremy, we talked about how Waynesville just gets up and down the floor so fast. It's so beautiful just to watch them push the ball up the floor.
And it's not that they're taking it in transition. They just get down the floor, make Anna get back, and then they attack the middle of the floor, and they find people or get to the rim. Anna going inside where they probably need to go.
Shot missed on the inside there by Brady Wenning. Here comes Waynesville up ahead quickly. Split defense here. Shot's no good. And the rebound goes down to Anna. Here comes Rocha in the backcourt. Tipping that ball, it goes down to Ciesler as Waynesville forces another turnover.
They have no problem picking you up even out of a miss full court.
Now we got a hand check out here out top by official Dan Holland. And Waynesville will take it sideline out of bounds. Again, with those fouls, the shot clock resets as well. We have one shot clock violation earlier on Waynesville. Checking into the ballgame for Anna, number 14, Blake Bixler. Back into the lineup.
Noah Jenkins into the game also, number 34.
Ciesler with it, foul line extended. His ball up. Back over to number 5, Griffin Armstrong, who's checked in for Waynesville. Armstrong at the top of the key, looks to go to the left side. He backs out, gives out to Ciesler. He'll take the deep three. That's off the mark, no good. And the rebound goes down to Ziegenbusch.
That is in his game, the young man shooting 46% from three on the season.
Averaging a team-high 15.3 points a game as well for the Spartans. Step back here by Platfoot. He instead gets on the inside to Wenning, and Brady Wenning goes up, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. That foul going to go against Ross Barrett. It'll be the second team foul on the Spartans.
The Rockets have a size advantage down there, but man, Waynesville does a nice job collapsing on the, when it gets inside. They're very handsy down there, and they get a lot of people around the ball when it goes inside.
Pair of substitutions, Carter Wenning coming in. A.J. Barros will come in for Brady Wenning if he can nail this free throw here. And there's two free throws from Wenning. The senior is up and in as Barros enters in and cuts the deficit down to 7 for Anna. 16-9 here on scoresbroadcast.com here in the first quarter. First of three games we'll have here for you today. Ball goes to the left side here for Waynesville. And for Grayson Lorino, who is in the lineup. Ball down on the right side, it is blocked, and we got a tie-up, and it's going to be Waynesville possession.
Nice block there by Carter Wenning coming from the opposite side, pinned it against the backboard. Nice athletic play.
Substitution coming in for the Spartans, number 3, Andrew Stupp back in the lineup as Rutledge heads out. Spartans look to inbound here. Again, winners of 6 in a row. They get it inside. A moon ball of a three-pointer is buried from the left wing. It's Grayson Lorino. And a 10-point lead here for Waynesville, 19-9, under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Here comes Ziegenbusch up ahead quickly. He's out on the right side. Here comes A.J. Barros on that right wing. He looks to drive on the inside. Up and off the rim, and that's in for Anna. Here comes Waynesville up ahead quickly. By the time Anna could even get back, Waynesville had that ball up the floor, but the Rockets steal it away. Here comes Bixler up at the top of the key. Barros swings it to the corner. It's Wenning from the corner, and that three-pointer is buried. A nice quick five-point swing for the Rockets.
Carter Wenning, 2 three-pointers now on the game. Brings it within 5 for the Rockets.
Well, a blink. It was a 10-point Waynesville lead. It's been gnawed down to 5. Here comes Rocha on the inside, and Waynesville turns that one away. Great turn of events here lately. Well, only 9-tenths of a second for Anna to do something here.
Back in the ball game.
And they're just going to enter it into Platfoot. High scoring first quarter, Waynesville 19 and a 14. We'll step aside and come back with the second quarter of action here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, and Anna on a 7-0 run as we start the second quarter. A bucket by Brady Wenning. And Anna, Jeremy, which was down 10, has now narrowed this lead to 3.
Anna Rockets got the Wenning boys on a 5-0 run right now. Carter hit a 3 late in the first, and now Brady inside the post.
And it seemed like this game was going all Waynesville here early on. It's changed on a dime. The Rockets have got going here. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Ball's kicked out on the left wing for the three-pointer, and it's no good. And Anna pulls down the board.
Anna's been clearing the defensive rebounds off. Waynesville's not getting any extras on that one.
Ryland Platfoot with the basketball. Goes out to Barhorst on the right side here. It is Bixler. Bixler looking for the exchange, looking for Barhorst on the inside. He'll give it back up over to Carter Wenning. And drive on the inside. Ziegenbusch, they try to tip it. Anna on the sideline, they go up and blocked there. Coach Barhorst wanted a foul. As here comes the Spartans up ahead quickly. Transition three-pointer is buried from the right corner there. That's number 20, Grayson Lorino.
That's 2 on the day for him. He's got 6 points.
Here comes that run and jump that Waynesville has implored a couple times. They get a turnover. Three-pointer from Lorino is off the mark in transition, and Anna works it up ahead quickly.
Waynesville does a nice job switching up their defenses there. Anna not quite sure. Sometimes they're going the other way.
I think he caught a foul maybe beforehand. It's going to go against Anna number. Going to go against Grayson Lorino there. It'll be his first. Okay, yeah, officials talking here. I'm trying to see what's going on here. I think official Dan Holland going to talk over here.
Some question, I think, Brandon, as to whether it was basket good, foul on the play, three-point chance, or was the foul on the floor and no free throws, ball out of bounds?
Looks like they're calling it on the floor. Usually you see that continuation called now.
On the inside, shot is up and in. That's Brady Wenning with the bucket. As he kisses it off the glass, it's a four-point lead now for Waynesville.
Wenning now has 6 on the game and 4 in the quarter here quickly.
From the Spartans up ahead quickly, it's 19-14 after the first quarter. High-scoring first quarter here. Here comes Waynesville from beyond the arc. Their three-pointer is off the mark, and the rebound goes down to Wenning. Here comes Anna trying to cut this down to a one-possession lead here. Here comes Platfoot from the left elbow. His shot's no good. And Anna fouls on the rebound attempt here. And he fouled Sessler. A foul going to go against Logan Ziegenbusch. His second, the team's first of the quarter. Bixler back in the lineup here for Anna. 22-18 with 5:45 to go here till halftime.
That's Ziegenbusch's second on the game. It'll be interesting to see how long Coach Barhorst is going to let him sit the quarter. He's been really playing well for him lately.
He comes Sessler. His shot off the dribble is off the mark. No good. Rebound down to Carter Wenning. Here comes Anna up ahead quickly. They kick it out at the top of the key. Goes to the right side to Blake Bixler. Goes out to Barhorst. He swings it on the inside to Wenning. Here goes Wenning up on the inside. Brady Wenning scores right there. They wanted a late travel there. Looks like got a flop warning here coming on a Waynesville defender.
That was one of the things that they said they were going to make a push on, trying to keep these kids from flopping real bad.
So
it's kind of dangerous when they start flopping in the middle of the lane like that, and there's bodies laying on the floor and kids going up at the rim.
I think it's the first time I've seen that actually called. Again, it's a book warning the first time. The second time, a technical free throw would be assessed against the team that it is charged to. But Anna has now cut it down to two. They trailed by as much as 19-9. As we approach the five-minute mark here in the second quarter, Waynesville on the inside loses the basketball, but it went off a rocket last, and Waynesville will get it under their own basket.
Anna's doing a lot better job defensively here after the first 4 minutes of the game of making sure when they get in the middle of the lane that they're getting some help on the backside.
Comes the Spartans trying to drive on the inside. That shot is up and in there by number three, Andrew Stubb. He gets his first bucket of the game here today. And Waynesville back on top by four. Here comes Flatfoot up at the top of the key. Goes to the left side to Bixler in the corner. Works over to Brady Wenning. Cross-court pass, Ryland Flatfoot. He sets his feet, fires a three from the left wing, and buries it. And Anna's cut the lead to one for Waynesville. 24-23 with 4:23 to go here into the first half. And like you said, the shot clock has not affected these guys too much here.
Waynesville was in a 2-3 zone that time.
Shot on the inside here for Sessler. He is fouled. And we got a foul. It's going to go against Blake Bixler. It's on the floor as we have a substitution coming in. Noah Jenkins back in. Anna's gone about seven deep here today as it comes in, bound to get a down screen, try to get the ball to the block. Reverse layup is off the mark, and Anna's got a chance to take the lead here. Here comes Anna working up ahead quickly. Reverse course. Here comes the run and jump here from Waynesville. Ball works over to Jenkins. Back up top goes to the left side to Bixler. Bixler looks to drive. On the inside, it goes to Jenkins. His shot's off the mark, no good. And it's off a Waynesville defender, and Anna will have it right under their own bucket.
Since Anna settled down, they have found some hay right there in the middle of that lane, getting it to, you know, Wenning and now Jenkins. They're trying to find both those boys on the blocks, and they're doing a nice job.
Bixler the inbounder here. 3:44 to go here in the half. That ball is stolen away there. It's Tice Rutledge up ahead. Works his way to the basket. Shot fake. Kisses it off the glass. And Waynesville extends the lead to three. Ryland Flatfoot coming up ahead here. Here he comes to the left side. Gives it back up to Wenning. Carter Wenning gives it back up to Ryland Flatfoot. Flatfoot goes to the corner. Slips it on the inside there to Wenning. Kicks out. Here's Jenkins all alone for a three-pointer. Off the iron, no good. And the rebound goes down to Tice Rutledge. Here comes Waynesville up ahead on the left wing. On the exchange here, it is Lucas Rocha. Rocha looking to drive. Step back. Three-pointer is good. Nothing but net there from Lucas Rocha. Man, that shot was so flat there, but somehow it fell for Rocha. And a little 5-0 run for Waynesville.
Gives him seven on the night.
Comes
or on the afternoon.
Waynesville with that run and jump. All alone is Wenning. His shot fake. Kisses it off the glass and scores for Brady Wenning. Waynesville in a blink of an eye is up ahead quickly. It's Sessler on the right wing. Sessler looks to drive. He kicks it out. They drive baseline all the way to the basket. The layup is no good there by Barrett, and the rebound goes down to Anna. Fast-paced game here in the MLK Classic. One-handed runner, no good here for Anna. Rebound goes down to Waynesville. They try to push it up ahead, and they turn it over right back to Anna.
We are getting up and down the floor right now. And both teams looking to attack the rim in a hurry. If you're the Anna Rockets, when Waynesville's in this press situation, there are opportunities on the back side of this if you can get the ball there.
Noah Pettit in for the first time Reese Pettit, is 6'2 junior in the lineup. Here comes Waynesville with that run. Jumper coach Brandon Philpott with 28 years coaching experience. His team is first in the SWBL Buckeye Division. Spartans are getting a test from some of the Shelby County League's best here today. Here comes Ceasler from the left wing. Sessler on the inside. His shot is up and in, and Waynesville's back up by six. Fly on a bucket from their lead scorer, Zevin Sessler. 31-25, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Waynesville is hoping for a turnover there. And a 31-25 lead here for the Waynesville Spartans. Blackfoot gets it in backcourt here. Goes to the right side here. Is Pettit. Pettit gives it in the corner. Back up to Wenning. Wenning looks to get it on the inside. That ball is tipped away. Rockets scrambling all sorts as Waynesville's come with that run and jump pressure. Blackfoot with a three from the left wing is off the mark. Ball tipped up ahead here. Waynesville gets it down to Sessler. He fires a three in transition. That's off the mark. No good. And it's off of Anna. I don't think I've seen a team shoot as many transition three-pointers as I have the Waynesville Spartans.
No, not at all. But now, when you, like we said earlier, it makes sense when you see their scores. Like, they're looking for it as in a first good look, open look, we're going to take it. And some of these have been some really good open looks. They're just, hey, we're going to take them quickly.
And only one shot clock violation that we've called here. And that was on Anna about midway through the first quarter. 22 seconds on the shot clock here, and Waynesville has no problem with that shot clock so far. There's a bucket there for Tice Rutledge.
Yes. Gives him 10 on the game already, young man, by that young man.
And time off and make. We've seen that run and jump here from Waynesville. Anna works it on the inside. The shot is up and in. Good display of passing there for Anna. Noah Jenkins with his first bucket of the game.
Got it to that short corner, and then they found Jenkins just in the middle of the lane.
And Waynesville going to turn the ball over here in transition. 33-27. Waynesville ahead of Anna with 35 seconds left here in the first half. What about it here? It's Pettit. Waynesville not letting Anna bring the ball up comfortably here. Here comes Ryland Platfoot. He works up ahead quickly. Full steam ahead to the basket. Kicks it to the corner. Up to Wenning on the left wing. That shot's no good there from Carter Wenning. And the rebound goes down to the Spartans. Here comes Devin Sessler out here. Out on the FL logo here. 8 seconds left in the half. Sessler with the 6-point lead for Waynesville. Dribbles, kicks it to the left wing. 3-pointer up here from Andrew Supp is off the mark. Little tip back at the horn is no good. 33-27. Waynesville ahead of Anna. We'll step aside and come back with more here at halftime. Waynesville leads Anna by 6 here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman and Jeremy Plyman. Halftime of game number one, Waynesville 33, Anna 27 at the intermission break. Hey, the Sydney Frisches on Route 47 just west of I-75 has never left. It's still going strong. On Michigan Avenue, as popular as ever, Frisch's in Sydney. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years, including the iconic Big Boy, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and how about that outstanding hot fudge cake? Don't forget, the Frisch's Breakfast Bar is open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 every night. And more popular than ever at Frisch's in Sydney, the new dinner menu that features spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, and chicken pot pie. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, still going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. A look at halftime stats coming up in just a moment or so, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. stands for Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Halftime presented to you, as I mentioned, by Orchard's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. 6-point lead for Waynesville here at halftime. Jeremy, take a look at the scoring for us. Spartans up a half dozen at the break.
For the Waynesville Spartans, we have Tyson Rutledge with leads them in scoring with 10. Lucas Rocha with 7. Andrew Stump with 2. Ross Barrett with 4, Zevin Sessler with 4, and Grayson Loreno with 6 for a total of 33. They're 2-for-2 from the three-point line, and they've connected on 3 three-pointers. For the Anna Rockets, they are led in scoring by Brady Wenning with 10. Ryland Platfoot has 7. Carter Wenning has 6. A.J. Barhorst has 2. And Noah Jenkins has 2. They've connected on 3 of their three-pointers, but in the second quarter, it was Brady Wenning inside the post in the paint down there, Brandon and Jack.
Waynesville, Brandon, up by 10 points at one point in time.
Yeah, what a 19-9 at one point. Anna was able to cut it down to 1 at 24-23. Waynesville able to hit a couple baskets to put them up ahead by 6 here at the break, 33-27 as we get ready to approach the third quarter. But, man, it was an up-and-down pace there for a while, and it seemed like Anna wasn't going to be able to keep up with it for a while, but then they hit some shots. They were able to find their way to get the ball on the inside, and Waynesville, it seemed like anytime they made a bucket, they were running to that run and jump, trying to speed up the game as quick as possible.
And I think it took just a little bit for Anna to adjust to it. And once they've adjusted to it and they've been able to handle that, when they get into the half-court set, they've been okay, you know, and it just took about 4 minutes to kind of get that settled in.
Waynesville Spartans up the 6 over Anna from the Shelby County Athletic League. Halftime, 33-27 Spartans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
And we are back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 33-27 between the Waynesville Spartans and Anna Rockets. Waynesville starts with the basketball here at the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. And here, 15 seconds into the third quarter, Waynesville strikes with a three-pointer. It's Lucas Rocha with the bucket. In 36-27, Waynesville. Here comes that run and jump that Waynesville has implored off makes. Here comes Logan Ziegenbusch up ahead. Goes to the right side to Ryland Platfoot. Again, Spartans looking for their 7th straight victory as they double Platfoot. It goes up to Carter Wenning. Back to Ryland Platfoot. Platfoot will go to the left side. Back to Wenning. Wenning trying to look on the inside. Gives it over to his brother Brady Wenning, who scores on the inside on Anna's first possession of the third quarter.
Gives him 12 points on the morning here for Brady Wenning.
36-29 here with 6:58 to go here in the third quarter. Quick three here by Sessler. No good, but they're on the rebound to clean it up. It's number 10, Ross Barrett. Waynesville's lead back out to 9. It's been a game-high 10 points, and here comes again the run and jump for the Spartans. It's Ryland Platfoot who will go take the jumper off a couple dribbles. They can that. A couple offensive buckets for each team to start out in the first 90 seconds of the third quarter. Here comes Barrett up ahead quickly to the left side. Gives it up over to number 3, Andrew Stupp. Stupp looks to drive. Stupp going to pull the quick trigger 3, feeling it, and Barhorst gets the rebound. Here comes Ziggenbusch up ahead quickly. Ziggenbusch looking to drive, zigging and zagging in the lane. Kicks it out, Ryland Platfoot for 3. His shot's no good. And Tyce Rutledge gets the rebound, and he's fouled 90 feet away from his own basket. It's going to go against, I believe, number 32. It's going to be against Brady Wenning. His first, team's first of the third quarter.
Ziggenbusch sat the last 4 or 5 minutes and 37 seconds of the second quarter with 2 fouls back in the game.
Rockets with it. Waynesville with it. Kicks it on the inside there and up and in. It's Tyce Rutledge with the bucket. 9-point lead here for Waynesville. Rutledge has got a dozen here so far, as Waynesville has led by as much as 10. Wenning on the inside. It's out up top of the key. Shot fake there. Ziggenbusch, foul line J. His shot's off the mark. Rebound, though, goes down to Wenning. It dances out from point-blank range, and here comes Sessler with it.
Could have used that bucket right there.
Here comes Sessler with it. Left side, looks to drive against Anna. Oh, out's a sort. And a late travel call couldn't come from official Dan Holland right there.
Sessler's got a crossover that is lightning quick, and then he gives that little hesitation and gets to the rim. He's only 5'8", but man, that kid can get to the rim.
Averaging 15.3 a contest, 45% from the outside, 82% from the stripe, 82.9% to be exact. Here comes Ryland Platfoot. He shot fakes a 3. Goes out over to Ziggenbusch. Bush gives it up top to Wenning. On top of the key, Wenning swings it in the corner to Barhorst. He shot fakes, takes it to the baseline. His shot's no good, and a blocking foul going to come in. And Barhorst to the line for 2 free throws.
For those of people not here, I would describe Waynesville as Delta St. John's-ish. Not real. They don't have anybody real big, but all 5 players they put on the floor are willing to shoot the 3 and willing to attack the rim. I'm not saying they're that good, but I'm saying they're very similar to that style of play.
They are first in the Western Buckeye League, or Southwestern Buckeye League Buckeye Division at 9-2. As first free throw is off the mark from A.J. Barhorst, 40-31. Waynesville ahead with 5:01 to go here in the third. Barhorst's second free throw is up and in, as Anna cuts the deficit to 8. Here comes Lucas Rocha with the basketball. Brings it out near the Redskin logo. Goes to the left side. Going to drive on the inside. It's Tyce Rutledge. The reverse course. He goes to the basket. Trying to go around. Barhorst kicks it out to Rocha. He shot fakes. You know, he'll pull the trigger from anywhere. He shot fakes on the inside. Kicks it out. And their 3-pointer from the corner is off the mark as Rocha gets the offensive board and the shot clock resets. Rocha, quick trigger, though, from the corner. Buries it. And Waynesville's got a game-high 11-point lead. We got a timeout from Coach Nate Barhorst's 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:26 in the third. Waynesville up 11 on Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We
welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Back here on scorespodcast.com, 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Waynesville up to an 11-point lead. Looks like Waynesville is in a zone out of the timeout. As Anna Rockets get the ball to the corner, shot off the mark here. Lucas Rocha has got it, and he's off and running. Just up ahead quickly to the right side, back over to Ross Barrett, who works on the inside, and he's hacked on the arm and will go to the line for a pair of free throws.
The first half, the Anna Rockets were really good keeping the Waynesville Spartans off the offensive boards. Here in the second half to start this off, 5 of their 10 points have come off second chance points. You know, the one rebound there right at the end, offensive rebound, kick out, open three, put the Spartans up 11.
He throws up and in for Ross Barrett. Ryland Blackfoot coming in the lineup here for Anna. As heading to the bench will be number 24, Carter Lenning. Second free throw is also up and in there from Barrett. So a game-high 13-point lead here for these Waynesville Spartans as we're halfway through the third quarter. 45-32 here on sportsbroadcast.com. First game in the Martin Luther King Classic here at Fort Laramie High School. A couple more games coming up for you here after this one.
Waynesville going at 2-3 again.
Right side. It goes to Ziegenbusch in the corner. Blackfoot thought about it. Kicks it back to Ziegenbusch in the corner. Looks on the inside. It goes to Wenning. Back out to Blackfoot, who's going to fire a three, and he drills it from the right wing at the 3:30 mark in the third quarter. Anna cuts the lead down to 10.
Here comes Blackfoot with 12 now.
Here comes Rocha on the inside. Through the contact, swatted by Barhorst. Here comes Anna up ahead quickly. It's Ryland Blackfoot trying to go the distance, and he is fouled going up. It'll shoot two free throws. Again, we see Anna come back down. They were 19-9, and they come back all the way to cut that deficit down to one at one point, 24-23. Waynesville is able to push that lead then back out to 13.
They cut that lead down by getting the ball inside in the post to Wenning. You wonder if they're going to try to make that same move, or right now it seems like they're running the offense a little bit through Ryland Blackfoot.
Free throws up and in by Ryland Blackfoot. Blackfoot has got a Baker's dozen, 13 points. Make it 14 after he cans that second free throw. As Anna going to apply a little bit of token pressure in the backcourt. They give it all up to Lucas Rocha. Rocha with it up ahead on the right side. On the exchange, it goes to Ciesler. Back over to the left side. This packs up to Ciesler. We got a foul against Logan Ziegenbusch. That's going to be his third. Ziegenbusch yet without any points. And as we're going to see number 24, Carter Wenning, and up off the bench here for Anna.
And Ziegenbusch has been playing really well. Their quarterback for their team come in now getting his feet wet a little bit more. Playing really well.
Here comes Sussler. On the inside, on the left block, kicks it out. The jump shot from the corner is off the mark. Waynesville able to tip it out and keep it alive. Lucas Rocha with the three. Matt Dash to the corner to keep it alive for Waynesville. And we're scrambling around here in the corner. It's going to stay Spartan possession here, I believe. 45-37 with 2:43 going in the third.
Anna's still struggling to get the clear the defensive rebounds here in the second half.
Again, like you said, Jeremy, Waynesville not, again, an entirely big team. As Anna's clearly got the size advantage here. Shot on the inside is no good. Barhorst with it. Up ahead quickly, but Anna gives it right back to the Spartans.
Barhorst looking to push it there, trying to get it out to Bixler to see if they can get to the corner. Anna trying to get out and run a little bit, down 8.
45-37 our score. Anna trying to rip off their third straight win in a row here after a couple of league wins over Fairlawn and Rushi. The Spartans working it around on the left wing. It's up top to Rocha in the corner. Three-pointer is up. It's off the mark there, but Waynesville able to get the positioning on the inside. That was a great box out there by Tyce Rutledge, and he is fouled. It's going to be the third team foul against the Rockets.
Two now against Carter Wenning. Waynesville gets in the lane and then finds the kick out to the corner extremely well.
Waynesville looking to inbound here. All alone, left open on the top. The key there is Armstrong. It's taken on the inside, and Waynesville scores. Griffin Armstrong only averages about 6.5 a game with his first bucket of the game. Anna up ahead quickly. Here's the lob, and shots off the mark here, and Waynesville's got it, and they're off and running. Up ahead quickly to the basket, and hacked there. And going to the line will be number 10, Ross Barrett. As he'll go to the line for the third time here tonight.
4 for 4 so far on the day.
Coming into the line here will be Pettit. Reese Pettit, the 6'2 junior here in a second. That's already 5 fouls on Anna, so Waynesville will be shooting the rest of the quarter as Barrett makes it 5 for 5 at the line. Pettit comes in for Noah Jenkins. Long Ryland Platfoot back in as well. So Waynesville will have a substitution here. Grayson Marino going to come in as shot hit up there again by Ross Barrett. So Waynesville looking for their 7th win in a row. Anna trying to look just to get warmed up a little bit here. Again, we're saying they're getting their basketball legs under them after a long football season, which they made the regional finals. Anna in disarray in the backcourt. Here comes Ryland Platfoot up ahead. Stops in the lane, and he scores. Nice shot by Ryland Platfoot, who's got 16. Quickly up ahead, it is Waynesville. They work it to the short corner, back to the wing. On the inside, they kick it out, up over to Tyce Rutledge. Rutledge in the corner. Rutledge looking to go on the inside. Kicks it baseline, kicks it back out to Lucas Rocha, and we got a 30-second timeout by Coach Phil Pott here of Waynesville. We'll take it with him. Waynesville 49 and a 39 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 1:23 to go in the third. Waynesville up 10 here right now on Anna, really trying to push the Rockets away. Let's see if the Rockets have one last kind of push in them here, Jeremy.
Big 1:23 left here for the Rockets in this third quarter. Try to get this thing down to 6 or 7 points would be huge.
Shot off the mark there as Blake Vixler races in for the rebound there. Here come the Rockets up ahead quickly. It's Platfoot who stops, pops at the top of the key, and drills it from the top of the key. Ryland Platfoot has got 19 points in the ball game, and that lead is now down to 7, Jeremy.
12 for the quarter for Ryland Platfoot. He's been hot.
And there's a foul on the inside against Anna. They're already in the penalty, so Sessler will go to the line for 2.
Ryland Platfoot's been able to get into the middle of the lane at times, and then that time he looked like he was going to push the middle of the lane and then just stopped up at the three-point line and drained that one.
So 82% from the line, and he misses the first one as Ross Barrett will come back in. He averages 9.2 points a game.
Now, something to think about, 35-second shot clock. You can go 2 for 1 here. If you're the Rockets, you come down and get a quick one, you can make sure you're going to get another possession here quickly.
And Sussler's second one is up and in. 8-point lead here for Waynesville, 50-42. And a good point of that 2 for 1. I don't know if that's stuff you talk about in your kind of walkthrough prior to the game or not.
I think there's a lot to take in with the 35-second shot clock, and evidently the Rockets haven't talked about it because it's going to go by.
Again, 18 seconds on that shot clock, and a bad turnover there for the Rockets. It's going to go back to Waynesville. Waynesville with a chance to try to balloon this lead back out to double figures before the end of the quarter. Shot clock is off now here as we approach the end of the third quarter. So Waynesville will hold for that last shot here possibly.
This will be the longest possession Waynesville's had all day.
Again, the Anna Rockets control the arrow as of now going into the fourth quarter. So a chance here for Waynesville to try to put more pressure here on the guys here from Shelby County. Shot on the inside with 7 seconds. That shot goes in and out. Flatfoot gets the rebound, trying to navigate his way up the floor. Throws it up ahead. Can Anna get a shot off? Wedding a prayer from half court. Off the front of the iron, no good. 50-42, Waynesville ahead of Anna. We'll come back with the fourth quarter of action here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie. We've found out from you, the customer, what you want, and we have delivered. Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahappy Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market on the other end of Fort Loramie on North Main. The North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru in Fort Loramie. And don't forget, too, the new smoothie machine at the Schaefer Market. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, located South Main in Fort Loramie. Brandon?
Back here, thanks, Jack. On the beginning of the fourth quarter of action here, Anna trails by 8. Three-pointer from the right wing is off the mark there by Carter Wenning.
Nice set there, run by the Rockets. Able to get Carter Wenning a good look at the three there from the wing.
As Anna with that ultra first important possession of the fourth quarter, had a chance to cut it down to two possessions. Shot on the inside is off the mark. Rebound down to Carter Wenning. Here comes Logan Ziegenbusch, who's back in with three fouls, yet to score a basket. Kicks it to the corner to Blake Bixler. His shot's off the mark, no good. And the rebound goes down to Waynesville. Back quickly, it's Sussler. Sussler with only 5 points for Waynesville, so Anna's kept their lead scorer pretty much off the board here pretty well. Well under his 15-point average, and we have a reach against Waynesville out front. Oh, again, if you're Anna, one of your goals was to slow down Zevin Sussler. They've done that pretty well, but they've had other guys step up here. Ross Barrett's above his season-high average in double figures. Lucas Rocha's about right at his average here with 12 points already, averaging 12.7 points a game.
For the Anna Rockets, Rylan Platfoot with a strong third quarter with 12 points, and now he goes back door, little 10-foot jumper is money.
And now over that 20-point threshold, and now Anna back within six. 50-44, here our score, with 6:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. Top of the key, working around here. Sussler is on the screen, on the inside, goes to Tyce Rutledge. He kicks it out to Barrett, to the right side to Rocha. Rocha looks to drive on the inside, and he scores over Brady Wenning, who I thought was going to wall up and maybe block it there, but Rocha gets the bucket. He's got seven.
The Spartans do a great job playing off 2 feet. They get in there, and they're still under control. They give a lot of pump fakes. As small as they are, they give a lot of pump fakes in the lane, able to get it over the top of the bigger Anna Rockets.
Cross-court pass here to Logan Ziegenbusch, who has been held scoreless here so far on the 8-point lead here for Waynesville. Three-pointer top of the key is off the front of the iron, and it's going to be Waynesville basketball. And the JVs will play in the other gym during these contests. They play an hour and a half before or after. And they switch so that, you know, everyone can watch their varsity and respective JV teams play. As Waynesville works out front, 22 seconds left on the shot clock here with 5:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rocha looks to drive, kicks out to Sussler. Okay. Sussler out on the right wing, looks to drive on the inside. And there's a foul on the floor going against the Anna Rockets.
That's four on Ziegenbusch.
Yep, he's Logan Ziegenbusch. Just a tough day at the office for him. Has hardly been able to be effective due to really his foul trouble as A.J. Barhorst comes off the bench here for Anna.
And he's been such a big part for the Anna Rockets in these last couple games as they've got their scoring going the other way. Not only does he have four fouls, he hasn't scored on the afternoon.
Susser spins, drives, goes to the basket, loses it. And it'll stay Wayne's sole possession as it tipped off a Rocket last.
Now the shot clock does not reset on that. The ball did not hit the rim.
26 seconds on that shot clock. They're trying to get it to Sussler against Pixler on the inside. Sussler working it. Turns around and hits that shot. And the Waynesville leads back up to double figures in 10. Here come the Anna Rockets. There's the urgency again. You feel like maybe with a 10-point lead, you know, the urgency obviously increases, but does it increase with the shot clock or not? You know, that's the question.
The pace that the Waynesville Spartans are playing at, I don't know if that really comes into play. Here's where they were making hay early. Back to Barthorst on the block.
He's able to use that pivot foot and score as Anna is able to cut that lead down to 8. Waynesville's led by as much as 13. The only time Anna led was at the 2-0 mark here in the early going. Sussler back out on the wing, drives on the inside. Little floater in the lane is off the mark as Blake Bixler pulls down the board here for Anna. And a chance here for Anna to cut this to 2 possessions. Barhorst up ahead on the inside, and the senior with 2 buckets on the last 2 possessions. Anna trails 54-48 with 4:10 to go.
First time it's been at 6 in a long time.
Anna was able to cut it down to 1 in the first half, 24-23. Well, on the left side, and there's a foul. And going to the line again will be Ross Barrett, who has now drew his 4th trip to the line today. Foul against Carter Lenning. 3rd foul for him. So some foul trouble brewing here for Coach Nate Barhorst.
The Spartans do a great job of just looking to see if they can find that mismatch. With them not having a lot of size, they get all 5 guys out on the outside of that 3-point line, and they'll just find the mismatch of which one's got a big guarding them. And right now it's Ross Barrett.
Barrett misses the first one. Logan Ziegenbusch back in with those 4 fouls. As Blake Bixler heads to the bench, second free throw is off the mark. So Barrett, who had been 6-for-6 from the line, goes 0-of-2 from the line. And a window of opportunity opens here for Coach Nate Barhorst's squad, who trails by 6. They try to get the ball on the inside, and they turn it over. Coach Nate Barhorst and his staff wanting a foul on the positioning. They say nope. They tangled up at the same time. And no foul called there, and it's a turnover for Anna.
Unfortunate for the Anna Rockets. They had Brady Winning posted up on a block one-on-one with Sessler. That's been a walking bucket down there all day.
Oh, it goes back over to Ross Barrett to Sessler on the right wing. 3:33 to go here. 6-point lead here for Waynesville. 17 seconds on that shot clock. Here comes Sussler looking to drive. Goes on the inside. Reverses course. 10 seconds on that shot clock. And they're going to throw that one away as Rocha touches that one. And he touched that right, well, not quite right below the foul. Yeah, they're going to be able, Anna's going to get it right under their own basket. Well, where do they touch that? So perfect there for Anna on the backcourt violation. They're going to get a good look here out of the out-of-bounds play.
Big possession here for the Anna Rockets. You've got to believe it's going to either Ryland Platfoot or Brady Winning on the block, and they go up top to him. Oh,
the lob play, it just kicked out. The shot, a great look, just no execution. Rocha on the other end, shot's no good. And a foul going to go against Wenning. That's going to be his 4th. So now a pair of Rockets with 4 free throws. And again, Waynesville, who's been undersized, has done a nice job of boxing out.
They do a great job of just getting position on you.
Sussler in the corner. He's on the left wing, looks to reverse course, goes back to the middle, goes through the defense. His shot dances around and in, and we got a timeout from Coach Nate Barhorst. We'll take it with him. 8-point lead for Waynesville over Anna. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home,
home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, back here on ScoresBroadcast.com, an exchange of turnovers. Anna turned it over to Waynesville, and Waynesville, Lucas Rocha, gets called for a player control foul there. 56 to 48. Shot on the inside for Logan Ziegenbusch, his first bucket of the day, and Anna cuts the deficit to 6.
Big possession here defensively for the Rockets.
And 2:17 to go here. Waynesville slowing it down here a bit. That shot clock, of course, going to be somewhat of, you think, a factor, but maybe Waynesville is continuing to play fast like they have been pretty much all game.
The last couple possessions have slowed down to just a little bit. They've been a little bit more patient, but it ends up in the Sesslers' hand.
A nice turnaround shot. And he gets that one right back. He's now got 11. We talked about just a little bit ago how Sussler had kind of been held down by Anna, but he's had a couple shots in the lane and balloons this lead back out to 8. Here comes Ziegenbusch. Shot from the corner. Rattles out. Weak side rebound goes down to Wenning. Up and in. There for number 32, Brady Wenning. And he'll go to the line for 2 free throws. A huge chance here for Anna to cut it to 5 with 1:37 to go. 58-52 our score. The shot is up and in, and we got a timeout by Coach Nate Barhorst with 1:37 to go here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 1:34 to go here in the contest. Waynesville up 5 on Anna out of the timeout by Coach Nate Barhorst. Anna with one timeout remaining here. Waynesville with 3 here as the Spartans kind of going to try to slow things down here with 17 seconds left on the shot clock. Here comes Lucas Rocha out front. Rocha looks to drive. Rocha to the basket, blocked. Gets his own shot back. Shot clock does not reset because the ball did not touch the rim, and a foul out front, and that resets the shot clock, though, to 35.
And you had him 30 foot from the basket with about 4 left on the shot clock. It looked like the Spartans were unaware of the shot clock.
Brady Wenning with 3 fouls now, but a huge foul here that's going to be a huge benefit here for Waynesville, and a foul out front on Ryland Platfoot. It's going to be finally send Waynesville to the line. It's going to be the first on Ryland Platfoot, who's been fantastic here for Anna. He's got 21 points. Lucas Rocha at the line. He dips the knees, fires, and it's off the mark, no good.
Waynesville, pretty good free throw shooting team here. The last couple have missed three in a row now.
Rocha at the line, dips the knees, fires, and that falls in. Gets a nice home roll here for Waynesville, or sorry, road roll for Waynesville, I should say. And a 6-point lead back for the Spartans. Anna's got to work up ahead quickly. Ball's in the corner. Wenning, a deep three from the corner is good from Brady Wenning. And Anna now trails by three, and we got a late foul in backcourt that's going to go against Ryland Platfoot. Boy, you know, Anna's been trailing all game, but just hasn't quite gone away ever, Jeremy.
Big shot there by Brady Wenning in the corner. Draws him within three. Now free throws become an important part.
Rocha at the line, 77%. He just went 1 of 2 a moment ago. Drills the first one. As you're going to see Reese Pettit come back into the lineup here. Blake Bixler comes out. Okay. Let's see some offensive and defensive exchanges here coming up. Rocha's second shot is up and in. Waynesville lead back out to 5. Coach Philpott wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. 44 seconds left here. Waynesville up 5 over Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, a proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, located in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a 4-generation business starting in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Thank you so much. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, which is also home to Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Stylists are Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, and Kathy Wilson. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Cutaway Styling Salon.
And there's a steal out of the timeout on Anna. Lucas Rocha is fouled by Logan Ziegenbusch. That is his 5th. He is done for the day. As we'll have Rocha at the line for 2 here. As Waynesville looks to extend the lead here.
Waynesville does a great job of multiple defenses. Right there, they come out, and I think Anna would not have expected them to come out in a press, and they came out man up, and then they were face guarding the guard. The rest of the Anna team didn't realize it. Ziegenbusch tried to get it in. The Waynesville gets a steal.
And a huge opportunity there, missed there for Anna as Rocha misses the first free throw here. Again, if Anna got a box out here off a miss, and hopefully you could take it down the other way and get a bucket. 61-56 with 41 seconds to go. Rocha's second free throw is up and in. And a 6-point lead here for Waynesville as time's running out here. Ryland Platfoot got to work it up ahead quickly. He works to center court. Goes back to the top of the key, being harassed by a couple Waynesville defenders as they run that run and jump. Platfoot on the inside is fouled. Fouled there from behind by Tice Rutledge. And he'll go to the line for 2. Will be Ryland Platfoot, who has had a team high and game high 21 points for Anna.
They ran Platfoot and Wenning there, Brady Wenning up top on a ball screen. Wenning popped on it, and if Platfoot could have got it back over his left shoulder, Wenning would have been wide open for a 3.
He goes up and in here for Platfoot. He's able to cut it back down to a 5-point lead. Platfoot's second free throw is also good. He's got 23 points. 62-58 here. I believe they had that wrong on the scoreboard as Rocha is fouled in backcourt here quickly. And he'll head to the line again. Yeah,
LaRocha 4 for 6 in the quarter from the free throw line. Typically a very good free throw shooter.
Rocha at the line here, trying to put this one away here again. A 4-point lead here for Waynesville. Can keep it a two-possession game, but Rocha misses there. A trio of misses from Rocha going to keep Anna in this ball game. They still got 28 seconds to work with. Shot clock is off.
If he misses this, if you're Anna, you are going down and attacking the rim. You still got time. Get to the hole.
There's Ryland Platfoot. Ball tipped away in backcourt. Here comes Anna up ahead quickly. They still got one timeout. Getting harassed quickly. It's a three in the corner, and we've got a foul. It's going to go against Waynesville. Let's see what Dan Holland says. Did he get hit?
Yeah, the kid pretty much just ran through the screen right there.
And it's two shots here.
So it wasn't on the shooter. It was on the Pettit setting the screen.
And that's going to put him already at five fouls anyway. So Reese Pettit at the line. So he'll come to line, and if he can sink both of these, get Anna back within three here with 18 seconds left, a 5-point lead here. Let's see if Pettit can get the Rockets back in this one.
First shots of the day here.
Anna hasn't been at the free throw line much compared to Waynesville, and the first free throw is off the mark. There from Pettit. As Coach Warhorse talking to one of the officials here, he's going to say, I want a timeout off a make. That shot goes in and out, and Wedding's going to have to foul there. So a golden opportunity there, blown there by the Rockets as they miss both free throws, and Waynesville will go down on the other end and shoot a pair. 16 and a half to go here. As foul on Brady Wenning, that's his fourth. So both the Wenning brothers now with four fouls. Ziegenbusch has already fouled out the game.
First free throws for Griffin Armstrong on the day.
That is good for Armstrong. Waynesville lead back out to six. He can sink this here. We'll about ice it here for the Spartans. Next free throw is right on the mark. 7-point lead in the desperation kicks up here for the Rockets. Here comes Ryland Platfoot up ahead quickly. 10 seconds to go here. Marksev cross-court pass. Pettit's going to have to just throw up a prayer here. That's off the mark, no good. Rebounds and pinballs down around, and that's going to do it. 65-58 our score. Waynesville defeats the Anna Rockets. We'll step aside and come back with our postgame next on scorespodcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegenbusch wants to throw out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he got actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Final score here in game one of the Fort Loramie MLK Classic, 65-58 Waynesville over Annaba 7. Very good ball game. Waynesville's biggest lead, 13. Annaba got it within striking distance, missed a couple of free throws late, had a couple big turnovers late, didn't have an opportunity to get this game tied. Waynesville, a mighty good club, top to bottom, winning by 7, 65-58. We will check out scoring, have our Sour Mugs stars of the game for you in just a few minutes. Like to let you know that one of the very few breakfast, lunch, and dinner spots around is the special two-year-old diner in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29. It's called Woody's at Kayville, and it has quickly received rave reviews because of its great vibe and even better food and service. Breakfast 7 to 10:30 Wednesday to Sunday features the Lake Monster hash browns and eggs smothered in gravy. Sample a different daily lunch plate. 4 p.m. dinner specials include 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs and chicken on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals from Woody's at Kayville, located in Kettlersville, and it's your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The restaurant truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be. And oh yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay, it's out of this world. In little old Kettlersville on Route 274, the one diner that's well worth the drive. That's Woody's at Kayville. Come hungry and leave happy. 7-point win for Waynesville over Anna. A very entertaining game in our broadcast opener of three today on scoresbroadcast.com from the MLK Classic. Alongside Jeremy Plyman, take a look at the scoring. Jeremy, put on your thinking cap. Come up with a star of the game for each team.
We're going to start off with the victorious Waynesville Spartans. For the Spartans, they had Tyce Rutledge with 12, Lucas LaRoche with 20, Andrew Stupp with 2, Gavin Griffin Armstrong with 4, Ross Barrett with 9, Zevin Sessler with 11, Grayson Loreno was 6 for a total of 65. They were 13 for 20 from the free throw line, made 5 threes on the game. For the Anna Rockets, they were led by Ryland Flatfoot with 23. Brady Wenning had 18. A.J. Barhorst had 7. Carter Wenning had 6. Noah Jenkins had 2, and Logan Ziegenbusch had 2 for 58. They were 8 for 11 from the free throw line and knocked down 6 threes on the game.
Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs in Piqua. In the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Ball, brings you this portion of a broadcast. Stars of the game, one from each team, Jeremy.
For the Waynesville Spartans, I think you got to go with Lucas LaRoche. He showed up late. He was the one that the Rockets put on the free throw line. He ended up being 5 for 8 in the fourth quarter, was steady throughout the game and kind of got them going when their leading scorer, Sessler, just wasn't able to get involved. For the Anna Rockets, Brady Wenning had a heck of a game. You know, he had 18 points, numerous rebounds, had the big three late there to kind of get it within three and get it within one possession. I'd say Brady Wenning and Lucas LaRocha for the Waynesfield Spartans.
Brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton and in Piqua, in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Welcome back here to the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. Anna losing to a very good Waynesville team. Final score 65-58. Game two coming up shortly here at Fort Loramie. One we will not cover features Troy Christian and Old Fort. We'll be back with you at about 3:45 or 3:50 on scoresbroadcast.com for Minster and Troy. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast in the many schools and athletic programs in the region. It follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Well, Brandon, how did the 35-second clock fare today? It was an experiment here at the MLK Classic. It did come into play right away in the first few minutes of the game when I don't think... You're exactly, Anna didn't get a shot off in 35 ticks.
Yeah, and I don't think it affected the game as much. I think it factored, part of the factor is like what we were talking about with Waynesville being such a team that gets up and down quick, and Anna tends to be one of the quicker teams in the Shelby County Athletic League. So it comes into play once. It comes into play for me as an announcer. I got to think about it now every now and then. I kind of forgot about it a few times because you're not used to it. So, you know, I think it's a learning curve for everyone, but again, something that we might see very often, but I think it had little effect in the first game, and with knowing what Troy Christian's got in the second game, I don't think it's going to affect Troy Christian much either.
No, I agree with you, Brendan. It did make for a quick-paced game. Like you said, you're automatically switching sides in a hurry. So, but again, I don't think it really came into play outside of that one possession, and I don't think it really surprises us knowing how Anna plays as quick as they do. And Waynesville, man, they got up and down the floor in a hurry.
Yeah, and Anna just able to keep it close but never able to kind of overcome anything. Of course, had it down to one in the first half. Waynesville come out boom, 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 up ahead 19-9 in a blink of an eye, had a nice run to start the first half there, but overall, I mean, Anna just able to keep it close but not get over the hump.
Yeah, they just had a couple chances, a couple possessions. They just needed a bucket, and they just couldn't get a shot to fall, or this game could have been a little bit different.
It was unfortunate. Crockett's essentially missed Siggenbusch almost the entire game.
Yes, he was in foul trouble. He went to the bench with 5 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the second quarter, and then just kind of struggled with it the rest of the game and couldn't get into a flow.
And again, when you miss a big starter like that, he's able to get a bucket late, but again, essentially a non-factor. Ryland Flatfoot, again, picked up on a lot of the slack with a game-high 23 points, so that was a huge boost for Anna, but ultimately snaps their two-game win streak right there, and we'll have to look back and focus on league play here coming up.
Yeah, exactly. They got some tough games coming up down the road here.
Anna Rockets now 5-8 on the season. The next two Fridays at Houston, home with Botkins on Friday, January 30th. That's a big game in the Shelby County Athletic League. Waynesville now 10-2 on the year, leading the Southwest Buckeye League Buckeye Division with a mark of 7-1. Anna, as I said, now 5-8. Waynesville 10-2. Boy, the Spartans do a lot. Brandon, Jeremy, with not much size.
No, they love to get in the middle of that lane and kick it out for threes, and they've got five guys out there who are willing to shoot the three. They're willing on offense. They're very unselfish that if they find a mismatch, they'll let that person go to work, as we've seen multiple players here in the scoring column for them.
Yeah, and again, they were able to box out really well, too, and able to force it. Anna, like I said, some of the better players to get into foul trouble, and were able to really rebound well for being the smaller team, and it shows some. Sometimes rebounding is not all about size, but it's about the ability to get positioning and boxing out. And really watching Waynesville play was really fun here today. They are a fun team to watch. And they've won 7 in a row now. They're 10-2. And, of course, first in that Southwest Buckeye League Buckeye Division.
We will close out our presentation of Game 1 of 3 here today in just a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie for a final time as we close out game one. We've got two more broadcasts upcoming. Minster Troy, tip-off at 4:30 today, 6 o'clock this evening for the Fort Loramie Cincinnati Country Day Contest. Hey, Jeremy, it's been such a great pleasure over the past several years to speak before broadcast with your sons, Colton and Jacob and Carter. Carter and Jacob were a part of that 2021 state championship team. Right now, Botkin sits atop the league, undefeated. Does have Jackson Center remaining at Botkins. Jackson Center sits at one loss. Anna with two setbacks in league play. You and Brandon take a moment before we finish out the presentation for game one. And what do you think about the Shelby County League moving forward on the boys' side?
Me personally, of course, Bakkens has been about head above heels above everyone else. Again, the most experienced, right up there with Anna, turning back here. But again, you know, with the league, you turn around two times, you never know what's going to happen. You know, when Bakkens and Jackson have got to play again, and you can't rule out Anna with two losses as well. So, you know, again, it's that beauty of having to play each other twice. And again, we've seen Anna's playing better, so you can't count them out, especially when they've got to play Jackson and Bakkens twice. They could get back into it, but I really think the Bakkens Trojans are probably going to pull it out in the end. I don't see them losing really to anyone right now. I don't see them losing really at least more than once at most, even if that happens right now.
On the other hand, the Bakkens Trojans, the only big road game they had was to go to Jackson Center. Now they still have to go to Rushi, to Anna, and Jackson, probably coming back after the Trojans pretty much handed it to them at their own place. They're probably not going to be happy about that. So the Trojans have those three big games left. It's not a walk in the park for the Trojans yet.
And I think Jackson, they shoot well at any chance they get any night. They're in it when the Sayre brothers are on point together, and Carter Koffenstein has really taken a huge step forward for them. And of course, there's other teams there that, you know, aren't going to win the league title like Rushi and Laramie, but can throw a flux into things and could drop a loss on someone that could make it difficult for everyone else.
Rushi, up until Friday night, was playing extremely well and may have been one of the hottest teams in the league. They went to Rushi, played really well in the first half, and then struggled a little bit in the second half. Jack, you were there calling that game.
Yeah, Rushi had 6-7 shots that went in, went below the rim, rattled around, came out. Rushi played a lot better than the final score looked. It just so happened Anna was hot. Anna made shots. Rushi just barely missed several, or that would have been a different ball game in the fourth quarter. But it was 24-20 at halftime. It was nip and tuck for two quarters in the Anna-Rushi contest we covered on Friday on Scores Broadcast.
And Rushi with the youngest core of that group.
Right.
Their kids are now getting some more experience as they play numerous freshmen and a couple sophomores.
So many thanks to our great online listeners who joined us for Game 1 here at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie today. We're back at about a quarter till 4, 10 till 4. For the pregame segment in advance of Minster Troy. That will be a very interesting confrontation. Troy, what, D1?
D1, I believe.
Yes.
Division
awesome.
1, Minster Division 7. Troy's beaten Sydney twice already this year. Recently was thumped by Tip, but it's an improved Troy basketball program. Minster right around 500, lost to Fort Recovery Friday night by 12 in a game played at Minster. That one puzzled me, but Minster's been up and down, so is Troy. It's a tough one to handicap. I think it's even, Steven.
That'll be an interesting game that they have here.
And then Fort Loramie in game 4 of 5, one will cover, plays Cincinnati Country Day. Those two clubs, too, fighting to get to the 500 mark. We'll have coverage of that game, tip off at 6. Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Jeremy. A lot of gratitude to you. Enjoyed it. So much fun. 65-58. Waynesville defeats Anna in game 1 here at the MLK Classic today on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has made maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.